And welcome back to First Year Jitters, the only show where we love using your first year shivers more than I like tacos. And oh, believe me, yes, I do like my tacos, particularly with guacamole. I am your host, Omar Cabej. Now, as you know, this is 2024, the new year. You know what that means. New courses to take, possibly even new friends to make, and new weather. Trust me, that's no mistake. Looking at my hands right now, oh yes, it is cold in Waterloo, but we are still coming at you live. So, our next guest, in fact, our first guest of the year, is a second-year computer science student. If you catch him, he might be playing the drums. He's been doing it for 7 years. In fact, he took his TARDIS all the way to come here to the studio. Please welcome Jordan Strand on the show. How you doing today, Jordan?
I'm doing great. Is it not 2034? It's 2024.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry.
My bad. Yeah, yeah. No, you're in the right decade.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we're going to get started here on the show. First thing that we'd like to know is your first day. When you became a Laurier student, what was that first day experience like? Tell me about it.
It was pretty fun, honestly, because I got out of the car. We got the, happy first day from all of us to you. And all of that kind of greeting team, they were all there just having a good, grand old fun time with me. And they were kind of surprised that I had memorized that kind of happy first day song along with them. So they were, like, really confused that I was singing along with them. But I was just really happy to, like, finally get out there, like, get into, like, kind of the real world. Later on in the night of, like, that kind of first day, after I moved in and stuff, I met my Don, who was fantastic. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But they really helped me on that kind of first day and that move-in. And eventually after, I went out with a few of the guys. We just went down just to see what was kind of happening. Because, every day for every first day, everybody's trying to do something. They're just trying to find something to do. So we just went out walking, like looking for something. We didn't find anything, but it was, good to meet the community. But then at night later, it was kind of like, wow, like, I'm alone here, but I wasn't actually alone. It was just like, I felt like I'm not with mom and dad because they're gone. They're back in ye olde Milton. It was a good mix of both, like, really fun and a little bit of, the first day jitters.
Oh, thank you for putting
the name
of the show.
That's
great. Now, here's the funny thing. When I came on the first day, I got the happy, happy, happy first day to you. Yep. Weren't you the one that did
it? I was the one actually doing that to you.
Oh, man.
I didn't need to do that, but I wanted to do that.
Right? I know, believe me, after I heard that story.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of first students should be kind of like expecting that. Yeah. And believe me, when I first saw it, I'm like, Who is this strange man in the cat suit?
It was a bootleg tigress costume because we got our mascot head stolen.
That's great. I think on my first day, like, it was actually pretty similar. Like, I had no idea what I was going to do. I'm like,
yep.
All right, I got unpacked, said goodbye to my family. I'm good.
And I don't know what to do anymore.
Exactly. I think I got a shawarma that day.
Yeah.
That was like the highlight of my first day.
Yep.
But I
went to Isai Meir's. That's what I did later that night. Oh, that was so good. Go to Isai Meir's. Sorry, I'm plugging it.
Yeah. Isai Meir's, classic.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm assuming you lived in a dorm.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
And tell me about your dorm experience.
So I lived in Willison Hall. I lived in the mixed gender community of A2 South. Yeah, I love A2 South. And right down the hall was the all boys kind of community as well. So we had a good mix of just everything happening all at once. My bathroom mate, actually, he was really nice. He was a nice guy. I felt lucky that I got, like, a good guy at first. Like, my parents met his parents, of course, and they had to, like, introduce each other. I was like, please, mom, stop. Yeah, I felt lucky that I had a good bathroom mate. That definitely made the experience a bit more. We didn't really, like, hang out or talk or anything, but it was just kind of that mutual understanding of, like, hey, you're cool, I'm cool, yeah, we're just all cool, and all go together, coo-coo-ca-choo, right? Yeah, and everything's good. So that was mainly that bit. The one thing about the dorm style, it was a bit hard to adjust to, like, because I have a king size bed and I'm spoiled at home. So then we come to this kind of like single bed. And I was like, how do I fit on here? Because I didn't really like my feet were dangling a bit off the edge. But like I got used to it. And like I remember the first night I was trying to sleep and I just woke myself up by like smashing my feet into the wall.
Ooh.
And
that's gotta hurt.
It really hurt. Like I think I did something to the bone.
Yeah, actually, I actually have something very similar. I slept on my bed for the first time. I also have like a bigger bed, not a king one,
yes,
but I had a bigger bed, and you know, like, okay, like this reminds me of like my old bed when I was like 10 years old. I'm like, yeah. Okay, this is fine. So what ends up happening is when I'm going to sleep, I hit my head on the wall.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I do that.
Yeah, that sucked. And also like, for like the first couple weeks, like the pillows, yep. It was like a black hole because like, I have to like, keep retrieving my pillows underneath the bed. Yep. And I'm like,
they just go there and you can't stop them. There's nothing you can do. You can't stop
them. Yeah, I'd like clutch my pillows on like a 24/7 basis. But the drums
are not going anywhere.
Yeah. Get over here.
Get over here.
Yeah, but the drums are awesome. So, say for the record, the dorms are very, very cool. And I just want to know, like, from like that high school life to the university life, what was like that difference transition?
For me, it was a bit kind of odd because I did the international baccalaureate. Ooh, I know.
Ooh.
It did nothing, by the way. It did nothing. But I did the IB program and I did, you know, like French immersion. And so basically I had to take high level courses. So they were university like level courses back in high school.
Nice.
So when I got to university, it was kind of like, okay, maybe like I've done these kind of concepts before. Like I did intro to calculus, forgot everything because it's calculus. But yeah, it was just kind of odd because I thought like, oh, it'll prepare me for university. But like it was still like a bit of a shock. But it wasn't as much of a shock as like some of my friends that I know that were like some of my friends down at U of W. They were saying like, oh my gosh, this is such like a huge transition. I don't know what to do. Cause like they were used to like, you know, they didn't have to study and they could just pass with like an A or like an A minus. And it's like, oh, that's fine. But then like now they're like, they can't do that. But I was already used to the kind of that, like I need to study to do well in my classes in high school. So I'll just kind of transition that over to university. I still didn't do that well that first year, but I've gotten better at it. So
that's yeah, all just wrapped up my first term and, mm-hmm. Yeah, just for the record, please study. Like I'm just telling every first year, I no matter what level, just study, please.
Go to class. Honestly, just go to class.
No, like I went to class, but the thing was is like I came from like pandemic times in high school, and you probably have been through similar times, but that was not like ideal.
Yeah.
And so like going in, I was like, oh man, calculus, I took this in high school, I can do this. Then they talk about like derivatives and integrals. I'm like, what is this, like a new language?
Like, I did integrals and derivatives in high school. Like, I had to do all that stuff. But thank goodness I did it in grade 11 when they I think it was still when they were like, oh, your grades can't go down. Like, once you get your first grade, that saved me. That's how the only reason I got, like, an 80 in that course. Because other than that, would have failed. So, the one good thing COVID did. One.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I'd say honestly, like, this was a very humbling first term for me because, like, it was, I thought it was going to be, like, fine. I thought, like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna do, like, my little words here and there. I'm going to go play Smash Bros, but, No. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like that no more. And, yeah, it's been really, really cool to be able to do that. And now I've actually have done some switching. I've switched into a new program.
Yep.
And like, no disrespect to the program. The program I did was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But just personally for what I wanted to do, I switched to a new program. And that is a question that I actually do call and bring up if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Just for some people who feel like their initial program or their initial course maybe isn't for them at the very start.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on that if people want to like change things up?
My take is that like university is that time for change, right? It's that time to figure out like what you're going to do, right? So like, you know, experiment, right? You're here for this set period of time. Well, not even set. You can do like as many years as you want. Usually it's four. But like usually what am I getting on about? I actually changed my, I used to have the management option. So I actually, you know, I changed that as well. So now I have a music minor. So that's like, and now I also have a French minor. So it's just, I'm just really kind of spreading a bit wide, and like, really, it's really the time to experiment. And for a lot of people that think like, oh no, I got into university to do this one thing, right? Like that's fine if you want to do that, right? Obviously, to each their own. But honestly, like, university is that time to just get out there and see like what you are and what is you, right? Like, it's not like, you know, you need to find out in these 4 years, right? It's not going to be like that. But usually it's that time to, like, if you're worried about, like, oh, I didn't meet the program requirements for this one, or I can't stay in this option or minor or something because of X, Y, and Z. Honestly, it's that's what I was thinking at first. But with a little bit of time and a little bit of thinking, it just really came to me that, like, it wasn't, like, the end of the world, which is what I was kind of making it out to be. I make everything out to be the end of the world. Like, I'll step in a puddle, it's like, ah! Oh! But, yeah, so it's really just a time to experiment. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think that's actually very useful advice. Yeah. And, again, for anyone who's listening right now, if you feel like maybe your certain program isn't maybe the perfect one for you, then hey, that's okay.
Yeah,
my first program wasn't the best pick overall for me either. Not saying there were things I didn't like about it, there was, yeah, things I loved, but just for me, what I want to do, it gave me that opportunity to kind of say, you know what, no, this is what I really want to do, and now I'm actually having like a great time here. Yeah. So yeah, thank you very much for answering that. It actually means a lot.
Yeah.
But one thing I also want to ask, everyone's favorite part of university is time management.
Oh boy.
That is a skill that to this day, I think people are still kind of figuring out. So how did you do time management in your first year? And what would you give advice for time management for upcoming first years?
Well, being a Doctor Who fan, time just came to me, you know. No, I'm kidding. It really didn't. At first, I felt like I had too much time on my hands, and I did. I really did have too much time on my hands. Like, I felt like, you know, I'd finish my couple courses for the day, and then I just go to bed. Like, I just lie in my bed, scrolling through my phone, and then I found out that that was not really the best strategy for me, obviously, but I learned kind of later on in my first semester of my first year, that, like, okay, maybe instead of just, like, going on my phone, maybe, you know, just for, like, a quick few 15 minutes, I could go study for my computer science course. Or maybe I could study economics. Just, like, 10, 15 minutes instead of being on my phone. Or maybe even if I'm not even feeling up to studying, as you said before in my intro, I like playing the drums. So maybe it's, like, I'll do a quick 20 minutes drums, and then I'll reward myself with, like, doing something, and then I'll get back to studying, just trying to, like, fill that little bit of void. So at first I had too much time because I wasn't doing what I should have been doing. But later on, as, like, the year progressed, I found out that, like, yeah, maybe I should be doing that stuff that, like, you're supposed to be doing at university.
No, I get that. That's really good advice for me. I kind of went through the same thing. I'm like, wow, like, all this time when I was in high school, I had, like, this 8 to 3, I had to do all this, but now it's like, I got all this time. Oh, boy, I can do whatever I want. No.
Exactly. Nope.
No. Especially, like, one thing that I learned is, like, evaluations come a lot faster than you think.
It does, yeah.
Like, you think, oh, it's the first week. First week, read. Yep. Gotta do papers.
Yep.
Gotta do assignments, depending on your course. I'm not saying that's for everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, for some, like, it could be a lot of work, and it's all about managing that time, you know? And I just want to know, like, what kind of drives you, if that makes any sense? Like, because I know, like, for some people, like, it's like, oh, I think we've all been there on, like, that Facebook or Instagram tangent. We're just, like, scrolling through stories over and over. And then 2 hours go by and, like, oh, I was supposed to do something for school. Like, how do you, like, kind of manage that? Do you have, like, a certain, like, time for, like, I'm going to do this, that, or something like that? Do you, like, schedule yourself? Do you have, like, a calendar or something to use?
Usually, like, when it's kind of more of a dire situation, like exams, midterms, I'll put it down in my calendar. I'll be like, study, break. Go to bed, eat lunch here, maybe like 1 hour for hanging out with friends, right? that's usually in more dire circumstances, but usually just for my regular day, I do have it scheduled, you know, when to go to class, when to do said thing, and I'll try and keep track of it that way. But now it's kind of gotten to a point where I have an internal clock in my body where I've gotten to a point where I can say, like, okay, you've done enough on your phone. You need to get off, like, now, right? And, like, I'll be playing, you know, Minecraft for an hour and a half, and then, like, I'll be like, Minecraft's really cool, and, like, I have a bunch of Doctor Who mods in there, but, like, maybe I should study for my courses or something right there. I know even, like, you were saying, like, it's the first week, right? And, like, the only thing I can really study right now is the syllabus. So it doesn't, which is good to read through. Definitely read through that. That's a good idea. You really want to know when your midterms are. But, yeah. But, like, as I was kind of saying, like, kind of lost my train of thought. I go everywhere. But, yeah, usually it's just, like, I've kind of gotten to a point where I know inside that, like, it's, like, you've done enough on here. You should be doing this.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty cool. Now, one of the things I love about this school is the community. Mm-hmm. Is that there's so many opportunities. I just want to know, how did you get involved from, like, that happy first day to you sort of thing all the way to now? Have you gotten involved in Laurier?
I was on house council first year, and I know you are too, being my VP of Ops. Sorry, marketing. Oh, I'm so sorry.
If the VP of Ops happens to be listening to this,
on the...
we apologize.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Yeah, anyways, getting back to it, I was the VP of Ops. That's why I was thinking of VP of Ops. Because I was the vice president of operations for the Willison House Council. And that's kind of how I got... That was really, like, my thing for first year. That's how I really got involved in like, the Laurier community. That was the big main thing. And then also for the first semester, I was actually in the Laurier Moot Club. So if people don't know what moot is, it's basically you get a legal case. You have to make two cases for the defendant and the respondent, right? And then you have to argue it, right? Like, it'll be, like, big, like, court cases that were decided by the Supreme Court. And then, like, you get to, like, overturn that decision, kind of, and argue, like, why one side is better or not. So that was, those two, and that and House Counsel were, like, my big ways of getting involved in the community. I found later on in the next semester that doing both was just, like, a lot on me. Because I would be having, like, I would get up at 6 in the morning, and then I would be going to bed at, like, 11 o'clock just to... It was a bit straining.
Oh no, I know what that's like.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, it was a bit much. I later dropped Moot. I still support them because I really like what they do, and it kind of supports, like, what I want to do in the future. But I still continued with House Counsel, obviously, and that was, like, my main sense of community because, honestly, House Counsel... Like, if I didn't do it, I probably wouldn't be here today. What did I mean by that? It's like I wouldn't be, like, leaving Laurier. It's just I wouldn't be, like, here, like, in this, like, chair right now. I'd probably be out doing something else, probably a bit more lame than this, so...
Yeah. Oh, well, I appreciate you calling this not lame. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Not that anything else is lame.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I've also have gotten the opportunity to be on House Counsel, and I've also, in my first term, I was also part of a club called LBER, Laurier Business Economics Review. The people there are so great. I've had an amazing time with them. Unfortunately, I also kind of had to let that go in second term, but I will always continue to support them. So if anyone from LBR or Moo Club is listening, just letting you know,
hello,
we support you, and you are doing awesome stuff. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But
honestly, the clubs here are fantastic.
No, like, honestly, yeah, like, I was like, oh my god, like, there's so many things I gotta pick. Like, I was...
Like, if I could just go to university for the clubs, I would. I would do that. Like, if I could just not take any courses. Obviously, I like some of the courses, but if I could just not take courses and just do clubs, I would do that.
Yeah, like, the community here is so great. Now, I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. See, I know that you're my house council advisor.
Yep.
For those who don't know, Jordan is the house council advisor for WCH.
WCH!
Waterloo College Hall. Just want to know, How'd you get to that decision to go from a VP of Ops to House Counsel Advisor to the next year?
So it came after my Don recommended that I apply. They really pushed me. They didn't really push me. I was going to do it anyways. They really thought it would be a good fit for me to be a Don in the next year, which I was thinking was also a really good idea. And then once I got that position, I was like, oh, I'm really excited. And then, of course, I got the option to apply for an additional portfolio role, which is the House Counsel Advisor position. And I thought, like, hey, if, like, my House Counsel Advisor, if they're listening, probably not, but, yeah, they were really good and just, like, such a good kind of inspiring force for me. So, like, if they had given me that, like, great experience, I wanted to give that good experience back to all the first years that, like, I was going to be, you know, donning later on in the year. So I just really thought, like, if I enjoyed House Counsel so much, why don't I lead it, right? Like, I still want to be part of House Counsel, right? Maybe not on the House Counsel, but I could, sure, you know, advise it. That would be good. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's how I came to apply and get the position for House Counsel Advisor. So,
yeah. I know the other big thing that you mentioned is that you're a Don.
Yes.
Also in WCH.
Yep. WCH.
So one thing that you want to ask is, what is your experience being a Don? Like, the people that you've gotten to meet, mm-hmm. this kind of stuff that you do. Kind of, for those who might want to become a Don in the future, tell me about, like, the life of the Don.
The life of a Don. That's a great movie. It would make a great movie. But anyways... so far, being a Don has been, like, the best time of my university life. For those, like, kind of worried about, like, maybe, like, they won't do as well academically with, like, another... It's a job, right? It's a job. It's a fun one, but it is a job. So those kind of worried about, like, their academics suffering from taking on the Don position, do not worry. My academics have done nothing but gone up since I've got the position, which I'm happy to brag about. But, yeah, I really thought, like, maybe, like, I kept having to convince my parents. I'm like, my grades won't go down because, like, I'm taking on this extra role and House Counsel Advisor on top of that. But if anything, because of this role, it's kind of got me into that, like, mindset of, like, I got to set a good example for, like, my students. Because if, like, I'm not doing well, how can I expect them to do well, right? So if anything, like, my academic performance has been boosted because of being a Don. And then on top of that, my students, oh, they're just the best. Shout out to 4 Center. Hi. No, sorry, 4 West. What is, oh my God.
Dude, I'm like, sorry. You're supposed to shout out, like,
I'm sorry.
Your crew.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hi, 4 West. It's me. I'm sorry. Yeah, 4 West is best. But, yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, I love my students. They're just some of the best. Like, sometimes I'll just see them in the lounge, and I'll just go in, and I'll just chill with them, and it's all good. And I'm going to start hosting movie nights and all that fun stuff. It's just, it's a good sense of, like, community, like, after you've done the sense of community from the first year. So I just kind of wanted to repeat that again. So I got to do that. And then plus, I got to have one of the most incredible staff team that I could have ever asked for. Like, the WCH staff team, I love those guys. They're just the best. I don't know. One of them is really mean to me. I won't say who. but all of the other ones. No, I'm kidding. I'm really thankful that, like, I got to have such a fantastic and phenomenal staff. I was really worried because I'm like, what if, like, we just, like, don't hit it off at first? Or, like, what if, like, one of us is, like, don't like the other or something like that? But my worries were, like, soon crushed on, like, the first week of getting to know each other. Like, we're already such a, like, a tight, like, kind of staff team. Like, we'll help each other out. We do all this stuff. Like, if one of us is doing something, they'll invite all of us to do it, and then we'll come and actually do it with them. So, yeah, that kind of set, like, belonging that I got from being on that team just really helped me out, especially this year. So any people kind of interested in being a Don, I know applications closed, but, you know, later, like, next year for the other first years, it's a highly recommended experience for me. So that's, yeah.
Oh, great. One thing I remember, though, is when I did, at my first day, like, the last couple of days, there was, like, this presentation going on mm-hmm. in the Lazardus building.
Yeah.
And, like, you were part of that presentation, I believe. I'm not sure if you know which one I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes, I do.
But
it was the building procedures.
Building procedures. So that's something else that I think a lot of people might be like, wait, building procedures? We got to go through another meeting and things like this could be boring.
It's not even a meeting. It's like 10 minutes long. And I made it fun, so it's
fun. Just basically, I guess building procedures kind of just going through the procedures of the building, I guess.
Yeah, but I made it fun. I did the would you rather with like the entire Waterloo College Hall, and I think there was another building there. I think Lester was there.
Oh yeah, it was Lester.
Yeah, it was Lester. Yeah.
Speaking of fun, you seem like a fun individual.
Yep.
So I just want to know. Any funny or humorous things that you did in first year that you look back on? I'm like, oh, I was so silly.
I'm trying to think. The only fun thing that I really did was I would always play Mario Party with some of the guys from Willison at the time. And it was just so fun getting them so mad because I kept winning. And they would just get... we would yell. We would, like... I know it was, like... We would try to, like, quiet down for quiet hours, obviously, which everybody listening should be doing. But it was just, like... We would just be, like, no, you didn't do this. Oh, my God. Ah, like, I hate you. And then, like, we'd get... Like, after the game, we'd be, like, okay, so let's do that again. Let's... Yeah, like, tomorrow I'm free. Let's do it. Yeah. Oh, I love you guys. All right, see you later. Then the next day, we'd be, like, I hate you. I hate you. So, yeah, that was, like, kind of the funny kind of experience that I did. I'm trying to think of anything else I did. Oh, funny thing. I've told you about the organ story, right?
I believe so, but you may reiterate for the people listening.
I won't reveal all the details because obviously this is a public radio show, but basically what happened was I tried to play an organ and I devoted my life to play an organ, a keyboard organ for those wondering, not like, you know, like actual organs, like, boop, 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 boop. No, none of that, but like I devoted my, I like lost study time. I was like losing sleep trying to like play an organ at Laurier. And like, there are like, I made like a whole conspiracy, I made two conspiracy videos because it just got really deep and people were like, are you okay? And I would be like, okay, so originally there was three organs at Laurier, right? There's one at the Martin Luther Building, which I kind of played, and then they told me to get off, and it was really sad, and now they won't let me back on. It's really sad. There's another one at the Beckett School at Laurier, and then there's one in the John Aird Building. But the John Aird Building one, it both simultaneously exists and doesn't exist at the same time. Like, I was doing research, and it's just the rabbit hole just keeps going. It just keeps going and going further and further down. So
this sounds like a Doctor Who plot.
It is. It should be. It should be. Like,
yeah. And speaking of which, the people who may not know you, you have some very cool interests, actually. So you might want to share some of the interests you have kind of outside of school that you like to do.
So I love swimming. That's a big one. I actually just got from the pool like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, for the record, as I'm sitting here, Jordan is wearing a lifeguard hoodie.
Yeah, it's actually a bootleg one. It's actually spelled life space guard. So it's not an official hoodie, but it does the job. Everybody reads it as lifeguard. And it's actually off-center if you look at it. But yeah, I'm a lifeguard. And that's kind of one of my hobbies. I love going swimming with all those people that I know from my job. So I like that. That's one thing. Two, I'm big into video games as usual. Just got a PS5 for Christmas.
School.
I know. Got Spider-Man 2, Stray, Jedi Fallen Order, God of War Ragnarok. So I'm really excited to play those. So that's kind of one of my big interests. That kind of died off. When I got into university, not like my love for video games, but like my time to play video games, because I have at least 2,000 plus hours in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, not including, thank you, not including the other games. But as soon as it got to university, I'm like, okay, I can't play it anymore, because like I still would play it, obviously, with my friends that I mentioned before, after house council meetings. But other than that, yeah, video games, still a big part. I have, you know, the GameCube up on my shelf right now in my dorm. And then other than that, I'm a huge fan of just music in general. I play drums, as mentioned before, for 7 years. I played piano for 10-ish years, but it's been, like, kind of on and off. So it's not, like, 10 years of, like, devoted practice and study, for the entire time. It's more like 10 years of like, hey, maybe I'll play the piano for a year, and then I stop for a year, and then I go for a year, and then I stop for a year. So I did that. Got a new piano for Christmas as well.
So cool!
It's so cool. Yeah, so I love doing that.
And
Yeah, those are my hobbies.
Funny story. I just want to tell for the audience because I think I want to tell a funny story. So this was during we had a house council social recently at WCH, and Jordan brought a Switch, a Nintendo Switch, with a Smash Bros.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, we're gonna play some matches. And then Jordan said, "Whoever can beat me in a three stock match in Smash Bros. Gets like free food."
Yeah, free wolves.
And I'm like, yes, because like, I'm not saying I'm like a pro, but like I'm an okay player. I thought I can do this.
Yep.
I didn't even get one stock. Yep. In fact, no one from
except for that one guy.
Yeah, the one guy. Yeah, yeah. Who, I believe he wasn't even on the house council.
Nope.
He was just there to play Smash.
Yep.
And like
I it still makes me so mad because
you're mad because you because salty.
Because he got me 3-0 and. Honestly, hats off to that guy, but, cause he was really good. But then like, I was like, oh, how long have you playing? He's like, oh, I don't really play this game. And then like later I learned like he goes to tournaments, he's like a professional player. And I'm like, dude, come on. Like I was expecting like, you know, like beginner players and like intermediate players. And then like all of a sudden this guy comes out, like just, he counterpicked me. He waited for me to pick my character first and then selected his character. Like nobody does. As soon as I saw him do that, I was like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. I'm screwed.
So, but honestly, that was one of my favorite moments because it was one of those cool things where you're like, and also for the record, for anyone who enjoys video games, Lori actually has a gaming club.
It does, yeah.
And like, there's a, for the, if you have Smash Bros, they got a League for that.
They do, yeah.
And I think they have an Apex, I believe, Rainbow Six.
Fortnite.
I think even D&D
is part of that too. D&D has gotten big recently. Lori, I noticed like everybody's doing it now. I did it.
I do it. And like, it's, I do it with a group of people and it's fun.
It's fun.
It's great. Anyways, something I also want to talk about, kind of going back to the first year. Were there any worries that you kind of had going into university, like from high school? Like, what do you heard from university? Like the, I don't know, quote unquote horror stories when you were younger about university.
Yeah.
And did those kind of subside once you got here? Or tell me a bit about that.
So obviously, of course, there was worries. It was kind of that, like, even though my parents were like, yeah, whatever you do in university, it's fine. We'll always support you. There's always that like thing in the back of my mind. It's like, I need to do well, right? Like, cause you know, that's like my driving factor. So obviously I was really, obviously I was like really trying to do my best. That was kind of like a big worry to the like, will I do well in grades? Will I not? So that was kind of in the back of my mind, like the entire first year. But honestly, as it went on, kind of got a bit better as time progressed. There were a few things that did actually happen at university that I thought like it would never happen. I don't think I could talk about them now, but like it was like, whoa, wow, like that can actually happen here at university. And like my parents, I was lucky enough for my parents to both have gone to university first before me, and they were telling me that, like, yeah, I took this class, I did really well, but then, like, this class, I just straight up failed. And it's like, I'm like, oh, okay, oh, thanks. Like, good luck, all right, bye. All right, there you go. And then, I was kind of a bit nervous because my parents had already been through it. But because of that, they had already been through it, they could tell me what not to do, in some of these situations. So because of that, I did like have like a better experience. But those horror stories were definitely in the back of my mind at all times.
when you got to university, were there any sort of struggles that you've had that you kind of dealt with in your first year? And if so, how did you overcome them, or how are you overcoming them?
One was, relationships, actually, not just like romantic, whatever, but like, you know, friends, and those kind of relationships that we have with everybody else. I really struggle. Like, of course I would have like my best friend right down the street. Right. But like, we were so busy, we never even saw each other. It's like, oftentimes I'd just be in my room. I'm like, man, I have nobody to go like to the dining hall with. And obviously I knew I could have just like asked somebody, like I could have asked my dog. Right. And they would obviously love to go with me. Or I could just ask some of the guys from upstairs or downstairs, like, hey, I'm going to the dining hall, you want to go? Or, like, sit with people. But it was just kind of that nervousness, like, oh, maybe they don't want to go with me, right? Or something like that. Same thing with, like, the romantic stuff. I won't get into it because it's a long story. I'll save the audience. That was kind of a worry, too, where it's, like, I finally feel like, even now, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm almost 20. It's like, it's my midlife crisis is now. So,
but you're not even through.
I know. The midlife yet. I'm not even like a quarter life crisis. But like, it was that kind of point where it's like, I need to find somebody like that I'll love forever, and that's it. But like, I eventually with time, as with everything, I realized like that's a bit silly, right? Just being a bit silly. Like I didn't obviously need to have somebody right now. Even with friends and stuff. And then I later realized, I was like, oh, yeah, I could just invite people out. And then people started going out with me. And I'm like, oh, it was that easy. So, yeah, I was really nervous about my relationships. But they improved with time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really cool perspective. Obviously, you know, moving into university, there's a chance you may lose some connection with, like, people back home. Yeah. Maybe, like, friends or significant people in your life. But, you know, the great thing about university is, again, like, this massive community of people that you can meet. And, like, all the people that I've met here have been so cool and just really cool people to hang out with. And I think it's been very fun, like, honestly. And, again, like, I kind of had that, too, like, kind of like that anxiety almost where it's like, oh, boy. Wait, so you're telling me that I actually have to, like, do all this on my own?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I gotta, like...
Mommy!
it was, again, kudos to my parents who helped me out a lot with this. You know, they're always supportive and they're just amazing people. And actually, my brother also was kind of like that anchor for me because, like, he did university. He graduated a couple of years ago. And he told me about all the things. He's like, oh, man, Omar, it's so much fun. Get involved. And it's like that. Yep. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I love getting involved. And, of course, like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Which is
But obviously, cool. It's like, it's easier to say, like, that kind of stuff once you've done it and been through it. It's really hard to actually do it in the first place. But it's just so necessary and important to, like, push yourself out of those comfort zones. So, yeah. For my brother, it was kind of the opposite because I have a younger brother. So he's like, what are you doing in university? I'm like, nothing. He's like, do something. So,
gotta set a good example for your siblings.
Yep.
One thing I also want to talk about, I think is also very important, is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mental health, I think, is of utmost importance, kind of no matter what you do.
Of course.
I want to ask, how do you help with mental health? What kind of keeps you calm? What keeps you relaxed? What keeps you positive or optimistic or anything like that?
For me, like I was saying before, music. Music is just my way. Like, actually, this semester I'm taking intro to music therapy.
Nice.
So far it seems like a cool course. I really believe that music has, I think we were talking about this before, that music has that really nice healing factor for a lot of people, and it can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. So I just like to put on my headphones or maybe even just play the piano or something, or play the drums or play the guitar, even though I'm not good at it. It's just, it really helps me take a break. Really helps me, because that's why we watch movies, right? That's why we watch TV shows. That's why we go to theaters, and that's why we do stuff to, like, escape from reality just for, like, a few seconds, right? Like, as long as we know, like, we have to, you know, eventually come back to reality and deal with that stuff. But, like, in that moment where it's, like, you know, I'm here doing this thing right now, like, I can rest just for, you know, a few minutes. And that really helped me out. So, yeah.
Yeah, for me, what helps me out a lot, I have two things. And just kind of give my two cents.
Yeah.
For one, is my family.
Yeah.
I always try to communicate with my family as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just having, like, if you can, that connection to people that you're close to, maybe it's like it could be like a text message, like saying, hey, how you doing? Or even like a call on the phone or something. And it really helps.
Yep.
You know, it keeps me centered, I guess. I don't want to sound like very spiritual, but it really does keep me like centered, and it keeps me like focused and calm. And also, speaking of movies, making movies on my spare time, actually, I I have a tripod in my dorm, and like I make like let's go. And I also mean like they like these like little like short films and stuff like that, and they do like testing out effects or something, and like it gives me like that sense of accomplishment, like oh man, I did this, and like I have something to be proud of, mm-hmm. and like again, it keeps me centered. Now that being said, these great things that we're doing to keep you centered, of course they're important, but also just remember to like you know do stuff in university, like study and things like that. Of course, do that. But when you have like that downtime, just do something that makes you happy, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it's actually really, really cool. Now, I think this question is very interesting, especially for you being a Doctor Who fan.
Oh, of course.
But let's say you could take on all the TARDIS
yep.
and go back in time
yep.
to your first year self.
Oh, boy.
That young Jordan Strand who just did that happy first day to you, who yep. just got that. What would you say to him? Now.
I'd give myself all the answers for all my tests. No, I wouldn't. Maybe I would. But what I would really suggest, two things. One, on a not so kind of serious note, well, also kind of serious because physical wellness is also like a really big important factor for me right now. I'd say go to the gym. Go to the gym early because like I'm going now and I'm paying for what you did last year. So like go to the gym. I get that started early because I'm trying to go now, but like I wish I had started a lot earlier. That's kind of the less serious thing. What would I tell myself? I would say like, hey, like things might not work out, right? Like, because I was really worried about things not being perfect. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so like I have to, if I have a task, I need to perform it absolutely perfectly first time around and never do it again. So but I would tell myself that like you don't need to do that, like things will be okay. Like I always I used to tell my younger self, well I didn't actually talk to my younger self, maybe I did. Ooh. No, but I used to, when I was younger, I used to like say to myself, I'm like always think about the future, because like even like right now it seems like everything is wrong, everything is the worst right now. Time heals all wounds, right? Like, there's just something about just giving it time, right? Time to rest, time to break, time to eat, time to sleep, time to see family, time to...
You really eat. Like time.
Huh? I love time. I do. The spice. Time. THYME. But, yeah, so I tell him to do that, and I'd also tell myself to not make a few videos that I did on Jerks to Fire, because some of them are not good. But in all seriousness, I would tell myself what I just said.
Wow, that's really, really cool, and kind of also, I know, I'm not sure if this is an interesting question. I really want to talk about this living. Like, of course, you are a Don, so mm-hmm. you get to live on res.
Yep.
But for those who may not be Dons mm-hmm. and might be living off campus, I'm not yep. sure if you have any experience with that.
I haven't, but like I know some of my friends and I kind of understand.
Okay, so from the information that you gather, what kind of tips would you give for those trying to find a place?
I would say do it really early, like get it done as soon as possible. Like I know, like even if you're waiting for like the Don position and like you don't know what's going to happen and like they aren't telling you so that like you can like get another place just in case, figure something out, like, now for, like, second year, third year, fourth year, right? Also, my big advice, if you can, I know some of you, some people aren't able, but buy property. it's not good right now. So, yeah, buy a property and invest in that. I sound like a scam artist, but, like, or, like, a pyramid scheme. But, like, honestly, like, make that kind of, it doesn't even have to be like a money investment. Make that investment in time, right? As I was saying before, make that kind of investment to like get the research done now to make sure that you're getting like a good deal and a good place early on, right? Because like some of my friends, like they really like got their leases early and they got like a good place, but some of them got like them a bit later and they're like, wow, this is awful. Like one of my friends had to move into just an apartment and like the cat was still there from like the previous owners.
Oh.
And it's so they're like, okay, we have a cat now. Cool. So they didn't keep it. I don't know what they did with it, but yeah, so make that initial investment in time first to get it right the first time around.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that now. I'm taking a tour of a place in a couple days.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I'm not going to lie, I was one of those people who I'm like, it's not really that important. But everyone was like, no, dude, we got to do it now. Got to do it now. I'm like, what's the rush? I'm not going to live in there until September.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I'm looking at the place full up. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, for those who want to get a place, like, do it now.
Yeah.
Like, just think about it. Think about if you want a room with people. Think about if you want to live with people. And also think about that you also might have to, you know, things like buy groceries.
Yes, that's...
And cook. Yeah. Don't worry. There's this beautiful thing called the internet.
It's crazy.
That is your friend. No, it's...
Till the end.
Yeah, oh, it's mine.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, just... I know it's crazy to... I know it's weird that we're talking about this on the show, like... way before, but like I think it's actually important that we talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And something else kind of want to talk about, the last kind of topic I want to say for today's episode is about evaluations. I know like this might be way too early to think about evaluations, but things like tests, quizzes, and assignments, how do you study? I just want to know kind of what's like your study plan almost.
So for studying, in first year, I had like no plan. It would just be kind of like everywhere. I'd just be like, okay, I'll study for this now. But like I now learned because I went to a few of the academic skills knowledge workshops, which I highly recommend going. I highly recommend everybody going. The people there are super nice and get free stuff. It's great. But they taught me that like for studying habits and exams, you really have to have a goal in mind. You have to set out a... Because if you just mindlessly study, you're not really going to learn anything. Like, if you have a goal set in mind, like, I'm going to study chapter one and chapter two, and I'm going to self-test myself afterwards, right? Like, if you have that kind of set plan within a set time, again, time, like, if you know what you're going to be doing, it really helps you instead of just, like, maybe I'll study chem today. Maybe? I don't know. Maybe. That doesn't work. So you really have to have that kind of specific goal in mind. And then when the actual tests do come, make sure, like, you're not freaking out on the test. I really thought I failed a few of my exams. Didn't. really was really close, but I didn't. Thank you very much. Don't freak out. Remember to breathe. Eat. Sleep. Don't die over the exams. Like, the worst thing that can happen on the exams is you might have to repeat the course again. Like, and with Laurier, you can repeat, what is it, 10? You can fail 10 courses here. Obviously, don't do that. But, like, they give you an opportunity to, like, even if you fail, we were talking about this before, like, even if you fail, that just sets up, like, a great opportunity to succeed again, right? Like, makes the comeback story even better,
the redemption
right?
arc.
The underdog story, right? So...
Exactly.
Exactly.
And what about things like assignments? Maybe not tests that you have to study, but what assignments? Like, essays. Mm-hmm. All the essays.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for essays?
I used to want to get, like, essays and those kinds of assignments done, like, quick, out of the way, done. Done. That's it. Like, if somebody gave me, like, we had a lab in computer science due in 2 weeks, I'd do it, like, today. Actually, I did do that today. But I've been trying to pace myself more often. Not too much where, like, I'm submitting, like, on the deadline, right? More to the point where it's, like, if the assignment's a week away, maybe I'll submit, like, a couple days in advance just so that if anything goes wrong, I can, you know, fix it. But, like, not being too early, not being too late to either prepare for the exams or, sorry, not exams, the assignments, labs, all that stuff. Just finding that little bit of balance of not too late, not too early to get it started and get it done.
I see. Unfortunately, it is time for us to depart for today's episode. I know. But I want to thank you very, very much for coming on the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
And before we actually do wrap up, one more thing I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
Any final tips you just want to say to first years, just in general, just kind of before we go off the air?
Let's see. Go to Eastside Mario's. Go to the gym before... Go to the gym before 8 a.m. because that's when it gets really busy. That's a good one. Don't worry. Be happy. everything will eventually work out, usually, most of the time. And let's see. I think yeah, that's really it. And watch Doctor Who. That's it.
Oh, of course.
That's about it.
The only the essentials.
And listen to Rush. Listen to Rush. That's it. Yeah.
Yes. I want to thank you again very much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
And thank you to anyone who listened to the first Year Jitters of 2024. Whoa. So until next time, this is Marky Bej, and we'll see you again. All right. Take care.